أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد، اللهم صل وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. بالله نستعين. We seek refuge to the mighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Brothers and sisters, we were in Surah Yusuf. It is a great blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon us to sit down and discuss the gleaming words, the living of the living miracle of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-ilm al-ilahi, al-wahyu al-ilahi, the greatest thing in existence after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this knowledge is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is an inseparable, a knowledge that will not be separated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is living with us. So therefore, brothers and sisters, we have to appreciate it. We have to know it is value. We have to use it continuously in our life. And as I'm saying, I'm guilty of it too. I probably don't use it as much as I should. I carry the Holy Quran with me, and I would like it to be in my heart all the time. And I would like everyone to use the same thing. We have reached number 73, or before 73, 72, the end of 72 of chapter of Yusuf, where when the brothers of Yusuf, not from his mother, that is, as we know, Yusuf and Benjamin, Binyamin, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon our Prophet, his progeny, and him, they were from the same father and mother, the rest from different mother. They have given their father a great covenant, and they made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala their wakil, that they will return Benjamin back to their brother. Now Yusuf also, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, had seen his brother for the first time after years and years and years of torment, imprisonment, slavery, and now at the peak of the kingdom, at the greatest country, Egypt, at that time. So Binyamin, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, O Yusuf, my dear brother, I don't think my brothers will allow me to stay because of the covenant that they have given to our father. And Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, okay, therefore let us plot so they will not be able to take you, and it seems like it is something normal or something natural. So in this plan, in this plot, what Yusuf have done, now whether by himself or by his soldiers, his guards, his employees, they put what's called sawa' al-mulk, or the measure that he was giving the people the food with, or his drinking cup, and it said that it was very expensive. He put it with the goods, with the luggage of Benjamin. So as they went and they began their trip to go back home to their father, Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, suddenly they realized that they were surrounded by soldiers saying that you guys are robbers, you have robbed something. And we discussed that issue, that they were not robbers. And at the same time, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, did not lie when he said he was referring to a certain robbery. That's what he meant. And we will see later on that when he said a statement, he will not say robbers again. And inshallah, let's get to that point. Suddenly, when they realized that the soldiers have surrounded them and they were calling them that you have robbed, and if we found whatever we found, we will get a reward for it. They stood up and they said, we swear, Qalu, Qalu. Number 73 and up, Qalu, they said. The brothers said, Tallah, Tallah. Tallah is a swear, like I swear by Allah. One of the swearing words is Tallah, that you say, Wallah, Wallah, Billah, Tallah. These are, saying, I swear by my God, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, I swear by Allah, Tallah, you knew that we did not come to make mischief in the land. Tallah, لقد علمتم ما جئنا لنفسد في الأرض. We did not come in order to make corruption, make mischief on the face of the earth. وما كنا سارقين. And we did not come to steal anything. Now, actually, in what they're saying, the hidden word, the hidden meaning of this statement is that we are innocent. Truly, we are innocent. Now, the guards, the leader of the guards, came up with a different statement, saying, therefore, what will be his punishment? What would be his, let me put it, the word compensation? Sometimes when a person goes to prison, they're compensating him for what he have done. It's a match for what, for instance, if somebody, God forbid, stole or beat up somebody or broke something, they compensate him by going to prison for a little while. So let me use the word compensation, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, قَالُوا فَمَا جَزَاءُهُ إِن كُنْتُمْ كَاذِبِينَ. What would be his punishment, what would be his compensation if you were lying? They answered, the sons of Jacob, the Israelites, the sons of Yaqub, sons of the so-called Israel, sons of Jacob, Yaqub alayhi salam. They said, whoever you could find that cup in his luggage, it is him that is supposed to be compensated. It is him that is supposed to be punished, or rewarded, per se. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الظَّالِمِينَ. And that is how it should be. It's really beautiful. Brothers, today it's unfortunate. We had some of, even our countries, our beloved with so-called Muslim countries, they call themselves Muslim countries, they punish you for the sheer thinking about a certain issue, not even doing something. They punish you because your brother had something. They punish you because your father had something. But that is completely against our faith, our tradition, Islam. Islam is the religion of justice and fairness. If this person had done something, it is not that his father is supposed to be punished, or his brother is supposed to be punished. Subhanallah, as they say in some countries, if one of them had done the smallest amount of some form of doing against the government, his whole family may be vanished, God forbid. So therefore, they spoke that justice, fairness, Allah's rules and regulations dictates by saying كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الظَّالِمِينَ. Whoever did a bad thing, he is the one that is supposed to be punished, not someone else. So, now they made a deal, okay? Whoever had taken the صَوَاعِ الْمُلْكِ, or that kale, that cup, whether it was for measure or it was for drinking, if we found it, therefore, that person that was found in his luggage is supposed to be punished. They started looking at other than Binyamin, other than Benjamin. Started looking. فَبَدَأُوا بِأَوْعِيَتِهِمْ قَبْلَ وِعَاءَ أَخِيهِ. Now, of course, it seems like the leader knew that this is a game that he's playing. He was trustworthy, therefore he played it well, as Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, had planned. فَبَدَأُوا بِأَوْعِيَتِهِمْ قَبْلَ وِعَاءَ أَخِيهِ. They started the search before the search of Binyamin, and then when they reached Binyamin's luggage and goods, ثُمَّ اسْتَخْرَجَهَا مِنْ وِعَاءِ أَخِيهِ كَذَلِكَ كِدْنَا لِيُوسُفَ مَا كَانَ لِيَأْخُذَ أَخَاهُ فِي دِينِ الْمَلِكِ. Now what happened here? They started searching from the other brothers until they reached the luggage of Binyamin. When they opened the luggage of Binyamin, they found the missing part of what they wanted. Okay, and they knew that Yusuf is fair. Now, Yusuf is not going to hold up everybody. There's only one person, whoever that person is. That some, now, kingdoms, usually officials, yes, you may see some injustice in them. This is the official laws of the land, of our land. You do see a lot of injustices. Matter of fact, a lot of unfairnesses, matter of fact. A lot of people will be punished for someone else's sin. A lot of people will be put in prison for the doing of someone else, God forbid. Matter of fact, a lot of people, they will be put in prison for the sheer thinking that the evidence is toward him. Maybe they do not have a certain proof, but it seems like this person had done. These are official issues. But in God's kingdom, no. Everything got to be concrete, solid, and straight. And that person will be punished according to the rules and regulations of the faith of the truth. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught this to Yusuf. And everybody knew that Yusuf was fair. And everybody knew that Yusuf will do exactly what Allah's rules and regulations will do. إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills happens. But, you know, now this is Yusuf, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Yusuf a representative, his representative on the face of the earth. So, unless if there was any other issue, Yusuf is going to be the judge. إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Now, this is a knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught. Who? He taught Yusuf. إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَّن نَشَاءُ. Some, we raise them higher and higher and higher. Mind you, now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَّن نَشَاءُ. Okay, here the focus is on knowledge and on the education. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, we will raise in knowledge whoever we willed. Now, someone may start thinking, Well, then, Lord, why don't you do that to me? I would like also to be risen. I also would like to be uplifted in knowledge and whatever, in sustenance, in strength, in handsomeness, beauty, in graveness, and good virtues. What is this mannesha, what we want? Okay, let us go back to a principle. Remember, we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just and fair, which is the second principle. Usul al-Din, the second asl. We have five usul al-Din. Our first is at-tawheed, the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is one, and He is an indivisible one, and He is a summit, a unique one. He is not one of a kind. He is one of the, for instance, God forbid, other gods. There is one and one and only, and a one that cannot be divided. Two halves, yes, it becomes one. Three thirds will become one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be divided. The second, now that I stop right here, the second is justice and fairness. Al-Adal. Allah is fair. Allah does not have a relationship with any creature in this world. Allah does not have a kinship. Allah does not have a father. Allah, He Himself is the provider, the creator of this whole universe. He is the giver. Therefore, He treats us all with that justice and fairness. He sends us all the means that we need, all the virtues that if we hold on to them, we go higher and higher and higher. But we need to pass tests. Once we pass the test, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His will, He lifts us higher and another degree higher and another up the ladder, higher and higher and higher. So, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, من نشاء, on whom I will, we will. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, who is more just than I, than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And since He is the most just, He is the most fair. So therefore, put yourself in His hand. Wish what you want. Try. Give it your effort. And you will go higher and higher. Allah will and you go higher. But if you want to sleep, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in one of His hadiths, I do not elaborate completely on it, He said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, our great prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, He said, tell my servants, five people, I will not answer their prayers. Yes, subhanAllah. He is telling us, as great is dua, as important is dua. Matter of fact, the dua is the spirit of our prayer, of salat, this salat that we pray. But here He said, tell them, five people, I will not answer their prayers. One of them, if you sit down and you make dua on your wife, oh Lord, she's doing this, and that to me. You know, said, no, I don't listen to that, you know. You go ahead and deal with your beloved wife by yourself. Anyway, and the other one is the dua that you make without showing the efforts for it. And in other words, if you want a job, make a dua and then go and search. If you would like to be, let's say, stronger, make a dua. Ya Allah, O Lord, make me strong. And then also go and work for it. You know, for instance, maybe exercise. If you would like to have sustenance, rizq, or children, or any means, knowledge, for instance, as in here, go and make a dua, yes, and then search. These two must be together. Without it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you make a dua and you do not show the effort, your dua will not be answered. Or it depends upon Allah's will. He is the one that determines. Astaghfirullah, I don't want to say from the Allah's words. But Allah said, O Muhammad, he said, tell my people, five people, I will not answer their prayers, and one of them is the one that he makes a dua, but he does not show any effort, show any work for it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying, نَرْفَعُ مَن نَشَاءُ, I will raise up degrees, whoever I see fit, whoever I will. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us is put yourself in my hand, put yourself in my power. I am fair, I am just, and if you show me an effort, I will raise you. Show me a sincere effort, I will raise you higher and higher. نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَنْ نَشَاءُ وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Beautiful. You know, a lot of times we become conceited. Oh boy, I am so knowledgeable. Oh boy, I am so powerful. Oh boy, I have so much land. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here, at least pertaining to knowledge, he said, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Never ever be conceited. That your knowledge is from yourself. Don't be like the cousin of Moses, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon our prophet, his progeny, and him. When, you know, he showed his richness, his wealth, and he said, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ مِنْ عِنْدِي. I have gained all of this money and wealth by myself, by my knowledge I have made. You know, the question is, who gave you that knowledge? Who gave you that power? Who gave you that means to put the things together? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Above every knowledgeable, there is another person or existence that is more knowledgeable. Above every powerful man, there is someone or something that is more powerful. Above wealth, if somebody has wealth, you know, sometimes it's amazing. I see people that they come proudly, they say, oh yes, I am so rich, you know, I am rich. I have, let's say, about $200,000 in the bank. And then the one who has 2 million will be laughing at him. Say, well, what do you have? You know, 200, what is your 200,000? It's nothing, it's like a petty cash, you know. And then, yes, subhanAllah, the one that has, let's say, $2 million in the bank, you will see the one who has $2 billion at the bank laughing at him, saying that, what are you talking about? If you think that you have two millions is a petty cash for me. It is, don't be so conceited, and so forth. And the ultimate knowledgeable, Al-Alim, is no one but the creator of this whole world and the creator of knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ultimate Al-Qawi, powerful, is no one but Allah. We are all exposed to the rays of the power of Allah. We are all exposed to the rays of the mercy of Allah. We are all exposed to the rays of the knowledge of Allah. And therefore, we gain knowledge because of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one that is more knowledgeable than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate creator of everything. And He sends us according to our capabilities, according to our trials, according to our efforts. And He gives us knowledge. وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Don't you? And hidden meaning, don't you ever be conceited, don't you be arrogant of your knowledge. Where did you gain that knowledge from? When the guards of Yusuf, they found now that cup, they said, the brothers of Yusuf, the sons of Jacob, said, if he stole, he had a brother that stole before, immediately at that moment, it said, قالوا, they said, قالوا, إن يسرق فقد سرق أخ له من قبل. If he stole, one of his brothers, you know, he had a brother. Benjamin had a brother, had stolen. Now, what is the story? What are they referring to? What they didn't know. Yes, subhanAllah. Jacob had a sister, or Yusuf had an aunt from his father. This auntie, she really, truly loved Yusuf as well. And she always wanted to have Yusuf right next to him. You know, this, just like our usual aunts. You know, they or uncles, you know, sometimes they form a special love toward us and they want to keep us. So one day as she had him and she wanted to keep him a little bit more, she wanted to keep him longer, to be with you, this Yusuf, this miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in greatness and knowledge and etiquette, in handsomeness and beauty, ya subhanallah. What did she do? When his father asked his sister, Yusuf's aunt, to bring him back, what did she do? She put something that she had, she hid it under his clothes. So when they came and they took him, she went back saying that, you know, in a joking manner, oh, this thing is missing, and I think he has it. It seems like he had stolen, and therefore I'm going to keep him another night. The punishment was if somebody stole something, they let him be kept with work, doing this, doing that. But they planned it in order for Yusuf to be with her, with his aunt, a little bit longer in time. So she did that. When this statement reached Yusuf, by saying that, قالوا إن يسرق فقد سرق أخ له من قبل. When they said that, oh, yes, if Benjamin had stolen, then one of his brother had stolen previously. Yusuf, of course, being so sensitive now, he had his brother right next to him. He kept it. فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ. He kept it in himself. فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفَ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ. He didn't say a word. He did not show a sign. But it was heavy. A heavy burden in himself. So therefore, he answered by saying, قَالَ. Now, our ulama, they're saying that he said it in himself. In other words, he did not say it loudly. He said, and because it said, فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُف, so therefore the word قَالَ, they're saying that he said it in himself, said, أَنْتُمْ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا. You are in a more evil position. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تَصِفُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you are describing. So, he kept it to himself. What are you saying? You know, let me kind of take here a point. Brothers, yes, we are discussing, as if we are discussing some form of a bad planning. No, it is not a bad planning. You know, this is the nature of this world, is all tests. Brothers, Satan all the time plays with us. Satan all the time plans so we will fall into the net of bad deeds. So therefore we have to always be careful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also plans for us. But Allah plans for us so we will go higher and higher and higher. Didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ. They plotted and Allah plots. And Allah plotted. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best plotter. But Allah plots things for you in order to be higher and higher and higher. Brother, there are sisters, God bless you all, inshallah ta'ala. You know, there are many positions in God's kingdom that is open. You can fill one of them. Our Grand Master, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Al-Imam al-Husayn, alayhi afdal as-salatu was-salam. You know the one. This is Imam Husayn. There was a position, the position of Sayyid al-Shuhada, the highest martyr in the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That position was open. What did he do? He, you know, let me talk in a mundane words. You know, when you go to a certain place, first you go and either you ask or you look at the open positions. What is there that you can do? What position is open? When you read it and you see that there is a position that's open, you go ahead and you apply for that position. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this world and there are many positions that is open. Matter of fact, even if you don't, just expose yourself. Allah says, I will buy yourself from you. In Allah ishtara min al-mu'minina anfusa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala buys it from you. You just said, Lord, ya Allah, my dear beloved maker, the one that made me, the one that you always want nothing but good and blessings for me. There I am. I would like to sell myself to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am a buyer. I will buy. But how does this happen? The question is, how does this happen? You think, once again, we can do that just by going home and saying, oh Lord, yes, I would like to sell myself to you. And then I don't do anything for it. No, I gotta work for it. Suddenly you'll see tests come into the picture. Suddenly you will see fitness, you know, beautiful things fall into your lap. Are you willing to push that away for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or no, for instance, oh, you know, then a person gets into the... Are you willing, for instance, to go to prison like Yusuf did? Are you willing to taste the torture? The easiest ones, let's say, the torture of being away from your beloved father, from your beloved brothers and, you know, relatives, from being far away from your own country, working as a slave in another country. What kind of a patience is that? That's a great patience. Now, if you and I would do the same thing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends these tests, He sends it in a form of plans, in a form of mockery, from a place that we suddenly don't know. If we pass them, the more we pass, the higher we get. And not to forget, this world is nothing but tests. You see what is happening. It is a very beautiful story. So, what happened, inshallah ta'ala, how Yusuf dealt with this brother and the rest of the brothers? How is Yusuf planning so he will get now the rest of the family back to him? What did he do to them? Inshallah ta'ala, with Allah's help, in the next session. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enlighten our hearts with His gleaming words, Al-Wahyi al-Ilahi al-Qur'an al-Kareem. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, Lord, make our hearts capable of understanding Your words. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us closer and closer to Ahlul Bayt, Salamullahi alayhim. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.